The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. We're back here with the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And with me again this morning is Miss Robin. Say hello, Miss Robin.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody. So we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, talk about wildlife, talk about firearms. Well, here's a new subject. Somebody from, somebody sent me an email, wants me to talk about knives.
That's
my
cool.
Thoughts on hunting and fishing and educating our fans. What do you think, Robin?
I love knives. My dad used to make them.
I knew he did. He made a great crab knife. Yep.
Yep.
Well, I've never made a knife. I know some people that do. I know, like, Bill in Westminster makes them, and my buddy Steve makes a nice knife. And one of the nicest knives is made by a fellow named Cam. Out there in Howard County as a teacher. But before we talk about knives, we should probably talk to Gary, who's been holding from the last hour. So good morning, Gary. Thanks for holding.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on the air.
Yes, great. Okay, Gary from Dundalk. The same question as always. What's new in the fishing regulation and rules world? And also, what's the status on Captain Don?
Captain Don, I'm sure he's listening, and maybe he'll call. I'm not sure. As far as I know, he's in good shape. I hear from him via email every now and then. He bought a boat. He had some trouble with it. But as far as I know, everything's good. Everything's good. So we can put that out there and bait him into calling. So let's see what happens. What was your first question? Fishing regulations.
Fishing.
Well, I did talk to some folks at DNR the other day, and the striped bass regulations are the same this year as they were last year, with one exception, and that is we don't know when the closure will be. 1 week or 2 weeks during the middle of the summer. And the reason for the closure, of course, is very high air and water temperatures, which result in more fish deaths than there should be. You know, people will go out in the summer season, and they'll chum, and they'll live line, and they'll catch undersized fish and throw them back. So that is called... When that fish hits that warm water after it's fought its way up through the surface and been in the air temperature for a little while, that fish will look like it's fine when it goes back in the water, but it'll typically turn up dead. We call them floaters or, you know, whatever. The technical term is dead discard. So that's the only question remaining. Other than that, everything, all the fishing regulations have remained pretty much the same. As far as crabbing,
yeah, shovel ready.
Yeah, I guess so. I know where our snow shovel is. I just gotta.
You do know where it is?
Well, yeah, it's right here on the deck.
Okay. Now, you know where the salt is that we got the other day?
I know where the salt is.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
So, oh yeah, I'm with it, kinda. All right, Gary. Anything else?
No, that's it. Have a good week.
You do.
You have a great one.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. So we're talking about knives. Oh, all right. Man, what's going on here?
I am just...
Just a bit. Where are you at? You're still hot?
I'm hot.
How's that?
Try it now, Chris.
Talk to Chris.
Just a wee bit more.
A little bit more?
A little bit more.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Robin.
I'm talking.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
Thank
good.
You. Sorry,
right.
everybody.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Did a little mic check there. That's okay. All right, so... Oh, it's a text. All right. There it is. I don't know if I can say that one on the air.
Hold on, let me look.
It's a riddle.
I think you can.
Think I can say that?
Yeah.
Chris, what's the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
I have no idea, but my finger's on the button just in case.
Snowballs.
That's okay.
All right.
I thought that one was okay.
That's from our buddy Ted. Ted is the guy that was texting his daughter and called in.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she's told him, stop texting. I'm covered up with deer. Well, she shot a nice deer, and she wrote a story for the Hunting Quarterly.
Oh, cool.
So it'll be in there. It will be in there. And I thought it was a nice story, so... I'm sure Ted can't wait to see that. He lives up in Queen Anne's County. So
awesome.
Yep.
I know a couple Teds from Queen Anne's County.
Do you?
Let me see the name again.
Huh? Oh, okay. This is the texting show. We're on the radio.
Nope. Okay.
No, no?
No.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. People that have my phone number can text me if you like, but we'll try and, stay focused and stay on the air. Right, Chris?
Yes.
Do we have any callers on the line?
No.
No?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But invariably, the last time we had this last hour, the phones just lit up.
That's good. I like it.
Yeah, exactly. So,
all right, so we're talking about knives. Okay. Always carry a pocket knife. I got a little buck knife in my pocket, a little folding pocket knife that I carry all the time. And I use it for everything. Open boxes, cut straps on magazines, and so forth, and occasionally it gets dull.
Is it a clip or a drop?
Drop.
Okay. Good going.
Yeah. I like a drop point knife. And if you learn to know the difference in the types of knives and the blade finish, like you said, is it a clip or a drop, you can select a knife much easier. I used to always carry a trapper knife in my pack when I was deer hunting. But I got away from that, and now I carry a sheath knife. Mine is made by, hard for me to remember, is it Bear Magic? I can't remember. It has an authentic antler handle. And I've used this knife. I bought this knife when I worked at a sporting goods store in Essex. I bought this knife. It was in the case. And I've been using it ever since. It's got a 3-inch blade. And I use it to field dress white-tailed deer and breast-out geese and sika deer and so forth. It has an amazing blade on it, but I do sharpen it every time I use it. And it's got a leather case. So where the case folds over, that's rough leather. So after I sharpen the knife, and I use a Smith Diamond sharpener that fits in its own little case. You pull it out, you turn it around, you stick it in there. I use the coarse side for a few strokes, and then I turn it over and I use the fine side to finish up. Well, a good knife will always have a wire edge on it when you're done. You may not be able to see it, but it's a wire edge where the blade is rolled over a bit. Okay, and that is a rough type of an edge. So what I do is I open up the case to the rough side where the snap is, and I stroke it on there like a barber would stroke a straight razor. There's two sides to that. There's a rough side that knocks the wire edge off, and then there's a smooth side to finish the blade. Well, I do that with my hunting knife, and it's lasted 20 some years, and probably dressed out 50 to 80 deer with it, and it's still going strong. So there's that. Then there's, there's all kinds of knives out there. There's some really nice ones that, let's take that caller right now. Good morning. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn. We're getting worried about you.
We've missed you.
I'm somewhat busy. Like sometimes I was out. I'm lucky I get to go since all that, in the accident back in November I had. Still haven't got a vehicle or anything.
Right.
Other things that happened. A lot of times, the Sunday mornings, I was with my nephew out hunting, so he can take him.
That's good to hear, though.
How was your season?
Nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Still nothing. Yeah. I mean, I did move down. Just we had two shots of some Maine snow geese.
Yeah.
But nothing, but...
You got a lot of geese up there in Chestertown?
Huh?
Got a lot of snow geese in Chestertown?
I don't know if they actually Chestertown, but they're up off and on, up by between Chesterville and Galena, right?
Okay. I got it. Yep, that's usually a hot spot for sure.
Yeah.
No question. No question. I hear them when I'm in the stand up there in Cecil County. I hear a lot of snow geese. I hear Canadas. I hear the eagles. I hear the swans going over. Same thing in Queen Anne's County. You know, typically the swans will go over first, and then I'll hear the Canadas, and then I'll hear the snows, and then I'll hear the Canadas, and then more snows, and then more swans. So it's always great to be in the deer stand where you can just, you know, watch and listen to all the waterfowl out there in Maryland. So it's great.
What's the date and times for the Northern show down there at Cambridge?
It's canceled this year.
It's canceled this year.
Canceled? No.
Yep. Yep. Typically, it's the last Saturday and the last Friday and Saturday of February, but no, it's been canceled. So.
Yeah.
That's always a good time, you know?
Yeah, I talked to you probably over a month ago on that.
I called. I think your call prompted me to call them.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
That's canceled then.
Yeah, unfortunately. Everything's been canceled. Harrisburg's been canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Archery Trade Association show in January was canceled. The Harrisburg Great American Outdoor Show was canceled. The SHOT Show was canceled. The Pope and Young Convention has moved to July. Mm-hmm. The Maryland Bowhunter Society has moved from March to July. So, you know, everything that was supposed to take place this spring because of COVID has been moved. And I don't blame the people. I mean, they don't want to have the super spreader event or anything like that. So cool.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful right now.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
Well, we're just glad to hear your voice.
We're glad to hear your voice. We're hoping everything was okay. So.
Just
without a vehicle, huh?
Vehicle, no. More enjoy than that, but
we understand. Yeah, trust me. Right. We get it.
We get it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, all right, man. Well, we'll talk later, okay?
Yeah, keep in touch, please.
Stay in touch,
Glenn. Yeah, all right,
take care.
Take care.
You take it easy.
See you, buddy.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
It goes Glenn. Nice to hear from Glenn. We hadn't heard from him in a while. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So, Clyde Sports Shop is having their fishing sale in about a month. It's March 5th through the 14th. It's a 10-day sale. And at that time, all your fishing line is half price. So, you go in there and take your empty spools in there, and they'll fill them up with line for half price. What that means is if you get, like, 12-pound test and it's regularly 2 cents a yard, you get it for a penny a yard. Everything, all the line starts at a penny a yard, and that's how they calculate it. There's a little counter on the machine that fills your, you know, that takes the line off the spool and puts it on your spool. It's called a line winder. And there's a little counter on there that tells how many yards goes through the machine. And that's how they charge is by the yard. So, you know, for 100 yards of line to cost a dollar, that's pretty darn good. So you have fresh fishing line on there. Now, that does not include braid line. The braid line is not half price, but it's all premium monofilament. It'll be either Berkley or Strand or Shakespeare. Berkley makes Trilene, Strand makes Strand, and I haven't kept up on all the different names of the lines now, but, you know, it's a good deal. And then, of course, they're going to have the Shakespeare fishing tackle will all be on sale. There'll be some deals on reels. There'll be some deals on kids' kits. But I will tell you this, every bit of fishing tackle, every box of ammo, is on its way up as far as price is concerned. Winchester Ammo sent out a quote to their dealers here a couple of weeks ago and called them back about a week later and said, hey, guess what? Just ignore that first price markup because we're going up again. So ammo is on the increase as far as cost is concerned. So if you can find ammo at a good price, you need to get it now. So there you go. And that was a word of advice from Mr. Clyde. So, the Fish and Tackle Sale, March 5th through the 14th, mark that down, at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, and that is Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you stopped there. So, let's see, what do I want to talk about? There it is. That's the wrong script. Mm-hmm. Sorry to take all this time. There it is. So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Ken Island, Graysonville, knows fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? I mean, are you just tired of fighting the one you have? Well, pellet grills by Traeger is the way to go. You put the pellets in, turn it on, you're good to go. Everything's set. You can set the heat, do everything, and it automatically feeds itself. You don't have to worry about anything. Big Green Egg. You know, a lot of people use their Big Green Egg as a smoker. And same with the Kamado Joe. They're all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, on these chilly evenings, how about premium gas logs by a company called Real Fire? You install them in your fireplace and it gives that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. It looks like your fireplace is burning a set of logs, but it actually isn't. It's just a beautiful beautiful thing. Now, gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet stove, a new gas stove, a new electric stove, or a wood stove, all available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a fisherman, a crabber, a farmer, a contractor, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from bad scrapes. From scrapes and impacts, no matter what your gear. In other words, if you thump a big old tool of some kind on your truck bed, that Linex bedliner will actually protect that bed from getting, you know, impressed. Yep, you carry tree stands or tackle boxes or crab pots or tools, your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie, but call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive. In Windsor Mill, give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. And Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear, too. You know, truck steps to help you get in your truck easier, bed covers and things like that. and they can even protect your vehicle from rust. They spray on this product called Value Guard in all the little nooks and crannies, and your vehicle will be protected from rust. Do what I did and have Bay Linux at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linux install your Linux spray-on truck bed liner this week. We'll be right back after these messages.
Winter weather alerts up for the late weekend forecast. The potential for over 5 inches of snowfall here in Baltimore Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, Monday, as a storm system develops off the coast and brings northeast winds and some moderate snows into our forecast. And it all gets started tomorrow. Our high today, 40 degrees. Our low tonight, 27. Afternoon snows tomorrow, some 6 inches of accumulation by Sunday night, and additional 5-inch totals Monday, 34. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Way down south of the Mason-Dixon, there's a man who's really fixin' to match those taters in his bin with possum meat. And that ain't tin.
Ooh, there's some good eating
possum. Six tall, slim, slick sycamore saplings, possum up a tree.
Are y'all
somewhere
making me
up
so happy?
In one of them saplings, possum laughing at me. Hound dog baying, know what he's saying. Possum on a limb. He done hit in one of them saplings, and I'll get even with him. Get a going, feet, gotta run, get my gun, and beat it over yonder to the holler. Moon is shining bright on the treetops tonight. The possum ain't far, thar yar thar. Six tall, slim, slick, sycamore saplings. Possum on the loose. He's been stealing all of my chickens. Now I'll cook his goose. Possum know he in a jam. He'll go good with candy yam. Doggone tootin', show as I'm shootin', possum fallin' for me.
All right, let's talk to some of our callers on the line. Tom in Pikesville. Good morning, Tom. How are you this morning?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Doing well. You?
I've been to the doctor, man. It's not good.
Uh-oh.
I got PTSD. Trump sadness disorder.
I love it. I knew we were going somewhere with this, and I knew it was going to be good.
Post-Trump sadness disorder.
Yep.
Oh,
getting
man.
Worse every day.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay. I get it. I get it. So.
Yep. So just
I understand it.
Anything else going on?
Doing a lot of packing, getting ready to get out of Maryland.
Where are you going?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Kerwinsville, PA.
Oh, that's right. You texted me that the other day.
I knew that.
Yeah, Kerwinsville. Nice place. Clearfield County, right?
Yeah.
See, I grew up in
the top of a mountain.
I grew up in Blair, and my aunt and uncle have a farm in Huntington County, so that's not real far from that that Clearfield County area. And I had a buddy who lived up there and actually shot, I think, my one and only woodcock when I was hunting up there. So,
really?
Yeah, we were on a grouse hunt and with a dog and jumped some grouse, never killed a grouse, and woodcock went up, and I was able to take it, so that was pretty cool.
Well, there must be a few deer up there, because when we went to look at his house, this guy had probably a dozen deer skulls all around the place.
Well, yeah, there's deer there, no question. There's a big hunting club up there.
Is it really?
Yeah, it has two names. Yeah. I can't remember it, but it's like 6,000 acres. And these guys are very organized. They drive the deer. You know, they half of them will drive and half of them will stand. They have bears. They have turkeys. But my buddy shot... This guy was the best man at my second wedding. He was on a drive, and the guy above him was yelling, Mike, big buck coming, Mike, big buck. Of course, the buck's running. You know, Mike's right in its path, and he's not going to yell and scare the deer. So here's this beautiful 9-point, and he pulls the trigger, and the deer stopped, and he shot it again. And he went over to pick it up and look at it, and he had shot it right through the antlers with his .243 right in the web and made a beautiful little .243 hole through the antlers. So that was a nice deer. And on another occasion, they were on a bear drive, and he jumped a bear, and he shot it with a .243, and the bear did not succumb immediately. It walked off, but it, you know, was leaving a trail every step. Mike was following it. He went about 600 yards and heard a shot at the other end. And he went over, and there's a fellow with his bear, 600 pounds.
Ugh.
And the guy was already putting his tag on it. Guy didn't know it was hit. The bear came walking out, you know. So
damn.
So there was a discussion about who shot the bear, and Mike lost that one because he didn't dispatch the animal. So anyway.
We're up on top of a mountain.
Our
yard goes down to a creek. All pine trees. So.
You have no idea how jealous I am of you right this minute.
Yep, nice creek. Probably trout in that creek, too, I would imagine.
Yeah. Guy has a house right now. He's a big sportsman.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to get acquainted with him and figure out what's going on there. So.
Yeah, we're going to do that. So.
All right.
But I listen to you online most of the time anyway, so I'll still be listening.
Oh, good. Awesome. Call in every now and then once you get up there.
I will do that. You guys take care.
All right.
Thanks, take it easy.
Take care, buddy.
See you.
Bye-bye. Richard in Tennessee, who's already fled the state.
I have already fled the state. Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, and I don't blame you.
We love it down here. It just couldn't be any happier. Only thing I miss about Maryland, really, is the deer hunting.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much compares to Maryland deer hunting. Of course, Pennsylvania's probably just as good, but... it's also cold up there.
It is.
And what we're not getting here tomorrow is snow. So, for that, I'm thankful.
Robin likes snow, so she's been waiting for this storm. If it peters out, she's not going to be happy.
Nope.
But she's been waiting for this.
I'm almost rooting for the snow up there. Finally, you guys are getting something, and we're not down here, and
I'll
be happy.
Okay.
I'll be happy. But I did... I talked to a friend of mine yesterday. He's, lives in Maryland, hunts and all that. And he said there's a primitive weapon season this year in Maryland. I wasn't aware of that.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday coming up. Yep. Percussion cap, flintlock, no telescopic sights, no inline muzzleloaders, recurves and longbows, no compounds, no crossbows.
I'm sure there'll be a few people partaking in that.
I'm planning on it.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah, man. Oh, well, I've been muzzleloader hunting since the 70s. So, grew up with a flintlock and a percussion cap. And when I moved to Maryland in 83, I had some folks at Getz Barrel Company, the brothers that were at Getz Barrel Company. They were building custom muzzleloaders, and they were known for their what they're called swamped muzzleloader barrels, which have a little slope to them. hard to describe, but they were making the whole gun. So they had a flintlock in there, and I said, look, I'm moving to Maryland. We're allowed to use a percussion cap. Can you convert this? They said, oh, yeah, no problem. We just put a new lock in it. So they put a new lock in it, and that gun is in storage right now in our shed, one of them. And I will be getting that out today before it starts to snow, and I will be making sure that everything is good to go with that firearm. I'm very happy to use that. I've taken several deer with it. It shoots like a dream. Open sights, 80 grains of 2F black powder, and a patched round 50 caliber round ball, and I'm good to go.
Wow. What's the range?
I took one about 80 yards one time, and that's about as far as I want to shoot it.
Yeah, I
can shoot it further, but what's that?
I say that's really, I mean, really, you hear people saying they take 150, 200-yard shots. I'm not taking that. Even with my CVA inline, I'm not taking, about 90 yards, 100 yards be stretching it for me for a
right.
muzzleloader.
Well, see, I bought a CVA limited edition with a 30-inch barrel, and it's sighted in for 200 yards. I'm using a 270-grain power belt with 90 grains of black or 90 grains of Blackhorn 209, and I feel very confident shooting that at 200 yards. So that's, but I've never shot it 200 yards. Now I shot the deer with it this year, the Sika deer, at 80 yards with that, and it hit right where I aimed. So I'm happy at 80 yards.
Well, you said the word right there, confident shooting at 200 yards. I wouldn't be because I've not shot that far. I'm not practiced that far.
Right.
So I shoot what I'm comfortable shooting.
Absolutely. But the gun's certainly capable of it.
Uh-huh.
No question.
And I did take, last week, I took my enhanced carry class and went through all the necessary steps, and I should be getting that in the mail here in a couple weeks.
No, good for you.
Yeah. It's just something to have, It's like I told people, it's funny because the state you're allowed to carry in is you don't really feel the need to.
Right.
It's nice to be able to if you choose to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. You got it, buddy.
So, anyway, just wanted to check in from Tennessee.
Well, thank you, Richard. Appreciate that. Enjoy your lovely balmy winter down there.
Yeah, it's not. The locals are all saying this is the coldest winter they've seen in years, and I'm walking around in a sweatshirt,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just getting chilly. Monday and Tuesday supposed to be highs in the upper 30s. But,
yeah.
Come on. We're not talking highs in the teens and highs in the low 20s here.
No, but you'll be seeing people out and about here in Maryland in shorts and a T-shirt today. So.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Guys,
have a good one.
Guys, hunker down and stay safe.
All right, you
Thank
too.
You.
Thanks, buddy.
Good talking, everybody.
All right, Richard, take care. Let's talk to Stephen in Baltimore City. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you, Ellen? How's
I'm
Robin?
Doing wonderful. Thank you.
Hey, I want to talk about pythons and snakes and that kind of stuff, like Florida Burmese python. Did you see that story?
Well, the Florida Burmese python is quite
story?
A big deal. They're killing a lot of native wildlife down there, no question.
Yeah, did you see that guy? He was on Tucker Carlson, but he's going out there and they showed him on his bloody arm. He was taking those pythons, I guess, by hand.
Yeah. Why?
No, not why. No, Tucker Carlson said something about shooting him with a 30-06 or something. I don't know.
Well, that could be.
Well, the guy said no. He follows them around in a boat.
Right.
He hunts them down, in the Everglades. Takes them one at a time.
There's actually a show. I think it's on Discovery, where the swamp people, guys that hunt the alligators, they actually have a show with them in Florida, getting the pythons.
The swamp people.
Yes.
We'll
I think it's called
that.
Swamp People Serpent Invasion.
Serpent Invasion?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're actually down in Florida, and they show them walking around and fighting with, 13-foot pythons that weigh a couple hundred pounds.
Wow. Thanks.
Well, yeah, the guy said something. He had an 18-foot python there.
That's a big python.
And then they showed the head.
Yeah.
Just the head of it. Like, I don't know if you ever saw what Happy Gilmore with the alligator there.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I was, you know, the invasive species like this. I mean, the python can't live up here, right, in Maryland, yeah, in this climate. But yeah, we have some bad snakes here, don't we? Copperheads?
Oh, we have, yeah, I mean, but, you know, those are native species, copperheads. We even probably out in western Maryland probably have some timber rattlers.
Timber rattlers?
Yeah, which wouldn't surprise me at all. I've only ever seen two of them in the wild. One of them, I can't remember where I was hunting, and I saw it go through the underbrush. And then another one I saw up in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. It was a beautiful gold phase, yellow phase timber rattler. It was next to some railroad tracks as I drove by. I can't remember what the situation was, but I do remember that. So yeah, we have copperheads. We have some rattlers.
Well, is it true? Is it true, Ellen and Robin? If you see one, there's usually some nest somewhere of them.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Mm-mm. Or what about? I was just in Ellicott City. I guess a black snake is common, right?
Yes, black rat snake, yeah, yes.
Somebody had run it over, and it was on the side of the road.
Yeah.
And I pulled over in my van. My kids got out. They were kind of, this was a while ago. They were kind of scared of it, but you just go up to it, and it wasn't moving. You know, I guess its head got crushed, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened to it.
I mean, part of a snake is like run over, does that kill the whole thing?
Yes.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
I mean, so it squishes the inside.
It does. You're getting a little graphic there, buddy, but that's okay.
I don't mean to, but, well, the way a snake takes in an animal is right. Like, it will take in the animal, and boom, the animal dies inside it, right?
Yes, sir. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, I appreciate the call. We got to move on.
Okay.
Have a good day.
Thank you so
too.
Much.
Take care.
Yep. Take care. Mm-hmm. Let's talk to Mike in Randallstown.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
Hey, Uncle Mike, how you doing?
Okay, good morning.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I'm both.
I know that voice.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
You remember it, huh?
I couldn't forget you.
Well, listen, I'm just calling. I hadn't talked to you in a long time.
No, it's been a while.
Now and then, you know.
I
haven't talked to you two in a long time, and I just wanted to say hi to you and wish you a happy new year and a healthy new year. And remind you to give me a call when you're going to be back in the studio so I can come up and see you.
We will do that. We got to do that soon because we haven't seen Chris for a while either.
Yeah, we got to get up there and see Chris. You know, we're just very comfortable here and sitting here in the back room with the fireplace going.
Huh? We're spoiled.
Yeah, very much. That's a better word, spoiled. Yeah.
Well, I can understand that. That saves you that long trip up and back again, and I certainly understand that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, but we do miss you all. We miss seeing you. That was the fun part of coming up there with everybody.
Yeah, I always enjoyed it when we used to sit in the kitchen and shoot the bull a while. Remember that?
That's right. Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah, yeah. Well, don't forget to let me know when you're coming up because I certainly want to, see you again.
Sure.
Oh,
we're
I promise. We'll
that.
Let you know.
Yep.
Okay, great. And you all have a good rest of the day, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
You will, buddy. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Mike. Happy New Year to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Mike's always a nice guy. He's come into the station, sit there, and have a donut. And
I didn't get to say goodbye. Goodbye, Mike.
Huh?
I didn't get to say goodbye to him. Goodbye, Mike.
Oh, goodbye, Mike. Okay.
Anyway, no, he's awesome.
Yep.
Awesome,
all right.
Awesome.
So let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. I was in here the other day. I was taking a look at some of the firearms. And I'm thinking, you know, for those of you who are looking for some activities to do and enjoy the shooting part, maybe not necessarily hunting, but you like to shoot, take up shotgun sports, traps, skeet, sporting clays, and things like that. The over and under shotguns that are made by Browning are really, really nice looking. The Satori is the one. It's a 725 Satori sporting model. It's a perfect blend of beauty and performance. 5 in vector choke tubes, ported barrel triple trigger system, Vector Pro length enforcing cones. It's now available in 20 gauge as well. And the 725 comes in a field model if you want to use your, you know, your upland gun or your waterfowl gun for shooting sporting clays and skeet and trap. You can do that. But Satori has also come out with another model, a CXT. A little less expensive than the Satori. All the same features. All the Satori shotguns feature the chrome-plated chambers, the triple trigger system, the backboard technology, and Invector Plus choke tube system. This one happens to have a raised sight rail. And, you know, you can get into shotgun shooting sports and go out. There's several places around that you could shoot. Go out there and, you know, get connected with a bunch of people in the shooting sports part of it. And it's a great way to practice for, you know, every other season, waterfowl season, upland season. So any type of bird shooting, dove season, it's all good. All at Clyde Sport Shop, all from Browning, your full-line Browning dealer. Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway exit number 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop. Don't forget their fishing sale coming up March 5th through the 14th, and we'll keep reminding you about that as well. So, hey, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? It's over there in the living room, or it's over there in your den, or your back room, or your TV room, and it just sits there, hole in the wall. You might have a nice screen in front of it or something like that, but you never use it. It's too much trouble, you know? Why not consider a remote control gas fireplace inset from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's? How about it, Robin?
Sounds good to me.
You control the fire from right here, sitting on the couch. If you want heat, you hit the remote. If you want a light in it, you hit the light. If you want the blower to come on, you hit the blower. It's all good.
And it heats up the room. Huh? As I said, we are spoiled.
Yeah, we're spoiled. Of course we are, and you should be too with one of these babies. That's for sure. It's beautiful. It's got a beautiful faceplate on it, kind of like a hammered bronze. It's really nice. So anyway, we took care of that hole in the wall when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. We selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace, and Backyard Billy's did the installation. They've provided us since with friendly and knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience of it as well. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro brand and Regency brands of gas fireplace inserts, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet stove, gas stove, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBilly's.com or the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, including today and tomorrow. Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fire place. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle, your truck, or whatever else you would like to have coated with the Linex material. The toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck beds from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands and tackle boxes and crab pots or tools, your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. I throw my climber in the back of my truck, you know, my tree stand climber. I don't worry about it, not at all. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. And Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located, Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Give Bobby Hawkins a call at 410-487-6405. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard. They spray it in all the nooks and crannies underneath your vehicle. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on bedliner and truck gear today. And by the way, Bay Linex of Glen Burnie has, I told you they had the Super Duty 3-inch hitches on order. Well, guess what? They're in stock right now. We'll be right back after this message.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Mike's hot. Mike's hot, Robin. Say something.
I'm out running through the forest.
You're not running through the forest?
Robin Hood and
Robin Hood. Hi there, Robin. Why are we playing Robin Hood again?
Because we're having fun.
Oh, we're having fun. Okay, I know you like that song. I like the Possum song.
I love that song.
But hey, that's me.
You like what one?
I like Phil Harris and the Possum song.
Well, I've had to turn my fan on twice this morning, you all, between snakes and crickets.
And possums.
Well, possums didn't make me have a hot flash.
Jeez! Cave crickets did, though, right?
Cave crickets and snakes.
All over the walls, yeah. Snakes are not happy either, so.
I don't do them.
And what about the praying mantis?
Well, that was her story. That was Robin's story.
That's just because I can see my dad doing it. I mean, my grandfather... If what my dad hadn't done once was illegal, I'd tell you the story about the only time he took everybody to dinner on his dime. My grandfather was a trip. I can just see him sitting there going, oh, Ron.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of bad gun bills in Annapolis this year, by the way, folks. You ought to get familiar with it and get out your email machine and start talking to your elected officials. And you know what? Doesn't do any good to email somebody who you're not in their district because they'll just discard your email. But you can email the members of the committee that hears those bills. So, you know, your local delegate or your local senator, copy them on the email and then send it to all the members of the committee that hears the bills that you are for or against. And that's how that works. Easily done. If you want to check that out, go to 2A Maryland. I mean, they're not a sponsor, but John Jocelyn does a great job at keeping people up to date on that stuff. 2A Maryland, subscribe to their newsletter, and you'll be glad you did. So that's a little word of advice for the General Assembly that's in place right now. My buddy Josh had a great season. He was sea duck hunting, and they did some doe harvest with the kids and took one of the target bucks on their farm. That's nice. That's good to see, Josh. And that's a pretty Drake. That's a pretty Drake old squaw you got. I mean, long-tailed duck, excuse me. Boy, what a sprig on it. Look at that. Look at the tail on that one. It's kind of like the one that's on the wall right there. That was a pretty duck, too. All right.
I got lots of ducks.
Huh?
There's lots of ducks.
Lots of ducks in here, and there's still some out in the shed that aren't in here. But we'll figure it out. I need to get my shelves, so... we're at the end of the hour, aren't we, Chris? Any callers? Any time for any callers?
No, we've got less than a minute.
Less than a minute. I thought so.
Okay, everybody enjoy the snow as much as I'm going to enjoy it, because I'm going to sit. This is the first time since we've had this back room done that it's going to snow during the day. We haven't had any snow for 2 years, okay? Not appreciable. But nothing during the day, so you can just sit and watch the flakes come down, which I love. And we got the fireplace going, so I'm in heaven.
So you're going to sit here in front of the fireplace,
mm-hmm.
look out the door on the deck and watch it snow,
mm-hmm.
or go out on the deck and watch it snow. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Well, I'll probably walk up there a couple times, but mainly I'm going to be sitting here watching the snowflakes.
I got it.
That is my heaven.
With the window open.
With the window open, the fan blowing.
Fan blowing, window open, fireplace going, 35 degrees out, 28 right now. Well, I'm glad you're in heaven, and I hope it does snow a little bit. For all of you who are going out today, enjoy your day today. For those of you who are going to enjoy the primitive season come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just be careful out there. Remember, keep your powder dry. We've had tips on here from many people through the past few months about keeping your powder dry. You know, and the most important thing is keep the water and snow from coming down to your